This call is being recorded.
So let's get started. The first conference this year. We don't have too many agenda items at the moment. So it's just three of us. Thus, I guess I can scribe today, since of the three of us, I have been the one that has scribed most in the past, I think. So the first topic is Carol's pull request. This is pull request 23 on Heracles, where Carol basically implements the search functionality. I already did a review. I don't know, Pavlik, if you had the chance to review the CL or the pull request already.
Not really. I was looking just a little bit, but I didn't have time to really like sit down and understand the pull request. But I don't want to hold it. If you guys think it's ready to merge, I'm trusting you. But I didn't have time to properly review it.
I think there are still a few changes required. Like Carol replied to my comments, if I remember correctly, but didn't actually apply the changes. That's correct, Carol?
Yes, I didn't have time to apply those changes. I'll try to make those amendments as soon as possible.
Is there anything you would like to discuss about this pull request, or do you think we should just handle it on GitHub?
I think not. Maybe I sometimes still have some thoughts about newly introduced member template predicate, but I still need to, let's say, clear my mind about what I would like to achieve. But this is the thing regarding this pull request. I do not have anything specific, so I just need to apply all those changes that you've asked for.
Okay. So if there's nothing to discuss about this, should we move on to the next pull request, Pavlik, or is there something related to this pull request which we should discuss, or some questions that may came up?
Myself, I need to like properly review it, so I'm not fully prepared to discuss the other one. Sorry for that.
Okay. Then let's move on to the next topic, which is pull request 154. Here is a link to it. This is a change from Pavlik. Well, maybe Pavlik, you can give a quick intro, then I can scribe more easily.
Okay. Carol, did you have chance to open it and see at the snippets that I modified to use potential action?
I did make some peeks on this, but I didn't make any statements. I just need to read it carefully because I'm not quite sure. I think I remember the topic. I think we had this talk one or two conf calls ago regarding those actions, but I just need to think it over. What do you want to achieve with this? So I do not have any specific thoughts on now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so pretty much if you look at the changes, I took the two use cases, one for creating event with put and the other, which uses the member template link, and the other one searching events that uses search, Hydra search link, and I replaced those two links with one search action, the other one add action. And because the way we currently have Hydra operation defined, it implies the target as the resource that references the action with the Hydra operation. I used schema potential actions, which doesn't have that implication. And currently I used schema target to make mark the target of the action in explicit way. So instead of relying on the property Hydra operation implying the target, I make that target explicit. Actually, now I kind of noticed I could even change it something, the schema target, to a reverse of Hydra operation. I think that's no problem. Instead of introducing schema target, I could have probably also used the operation in reverse direction to link from the search action to the IRI template, because that's the sort of target of this action. So I find it in some ways clear that we have all the kind of affordances in one place. I find the kind of a link to a template, like we need to create a property to link to a template bit like a different way of doing something, even though we also want to say that there's some operation put on a different resource that is kind of also action on this resource. So I that's why I propose this as a kind of foundation to discuss it and compare pros and cons of those two alternative approaches in a way.
What's your take regarding the overlap between schema.org action and the Hydra operation? I commented on that already in the pull request, but maybe you have some thoughts.
I mean, overlapping, like, let me see your comment. Was it comment that the first review you did, or you did already something after that?
No, I think I only did one review of this pull request.
Okay, so about the operation being an operation on the web resource and action.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
On anything. I agree. Just in this case, I think it may be a little ambiguous, because in a way the search is, you search the collection, but the HTTP target, it's a different resource in this case, like defined by the IRI template. So I don't think, you know, in a way the search action is also on a, you search on the collection. So it's also collection in a way, a web resource. I don't know how you see it here for this particular case of searching on collection.
So you're saying in this particular case it's the same? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I think in this case I don't see a big difference between the class schema operation and schema action. I think the difference comes to the property Hydra operation, which kind of seems like a reverse of schema target. So I don't think here it's difference between the classes. It's more the relationships, the properties. So here schema potential action doesn't imply, you know, that it's a target, but it suggests that the action is on this collection, which still is kind of, probably we could consider a web resource, because it's like a document. It's not, let's say, you know, start a car or something like that. You know, maybe someone would like to have a start action on the car or something like that, which is not a web resource. But in this case, for the collection, I don't think it's such a clear distinction between a web resource and non-web resource.
So I wasn't going in that direction, or like at least that's not what my intention was. So it's not about HTTP 14 and whether it's an information resource or a real world entity or whatever. It was more about separating a description of kind of the semantics of the operation, of the consequences of what will happen if you do that HTTP call, and the description of how to make the HTTP call. So in other words, one thing tells me that this operation does perform a search, and the other thing tells me, in this case, you search by, you know, expanding an IRI template and doing a get. And in another case, you may send a JSON-LD request via an HTTP post, but it's in both cases it's a search operation.
So in a way, like kind of have sort of like a handlers for action, that this action gets handled by this operation.
And exactly. Kind of... yeah.
Ah, okay. That's also something interesting. I think we could definitely explore that. I haven't used it, but yes, we could possibly have an action which would reference a handler, and the handler will describe a template and methods and so on. So the Hydra part would be more the handler, while the action can be something distinct from that.
Exactly, yeah. Carol?
I had a little bit of time while you were talking to take a quick look. The only issue I have with this example, or those examples, is the client makes a very authoritative query on what it obtains from the server. In your example, you obtain events, a resource that represents events, and then you try to take some kind of operation. And indeed, in your example, by an accident, this operation will work on that collection. But from my perspective, it's totally disconnected from this collection.
In terms of where the HTTP request goes to, or in terms of like the semantics, the meaning of what
the semantics, the meanings, how the client should know that actually this schema potential action is related with that operation, with this collection. Unless it seems quite similar with our Hydra member template. But it's schema element, so how the client should connect this with this collection? Why not using, I don't know, some my custom vocabulary potential action or whatever other potential action? What's the takeaway of this?
I'm still not sure I understand, so bear with me a second. So your concern is that since it's a Hydra client, it wouldn't understand schema.org potential action?
Generally speaking, yes, because it's some kind of relation.
That's true.
In the previous pull request that we've introduced to this to Heracles, we used this newly introduced Hydra member template, which connects the collection, the template, and the operation that can be done effectively on this collection. I do not see this element here. It's just schema potential action, but how the client should connect it with the collection?
What if you would assume for a second that potential action or just action would be part of Hydra? Would it make sense then to have a difference between an action which tells you what happens and an operation which tells you how you need to do that thing?
Yeah, but from what I can see on this example, the potential action is effectively an operation. And this operation introduces yet another relation to the area template. So it's completely opposite to what we've used in member template predicate.
Yeah, the schema target, again, you could here imagine probably a reverse of Hydra operation.
Yeah.
In this place, you could probably just say we use Hydra operation just in reverse direction. I could do at reverse and then just do Hydra operation and just use the Hydra term in reverse direction.
What's the purpose of this whole change? Because for instance, snippets, the JavaScript snippets, are using very, very similar approach that we are already using with member templates. So we are obtaining some resource, then we are obtaining some kind of operation from that resource. and we just fill it with data and invoke an operation. It's completely the same, so I do not see any benefits of making those reversals. What would be the use case? Because from the JavaScript point of code, it looks totally the same way.
From me, like the link, I find it sometimes not clear, because now we have the case of the Hydra search and the member template. We have a case of the links defined in a Hydra namespace, and both of those links reference an IRI template. But you can have any link referencing any kind of resource. So then here we have this kind of indirect logic that some operation on some resource, in that case, IRI template refers by some link, it's actually an action on this resource. So we have this kind of like a level of indirection, which doesn't clearly say like which, if you have more links on the resource, let's say six different links besides search and member template, maybe you have like other custom ones, three different ones, and all of them reference some resource or a template that have many different operations. You cannot anymore say which of those operations actually affect this resource or collection in this case. So again, with three more different links and each of them having either templates or resources with more operations, you cannot show all the kind of affordances of this resource because you have this level of indirection. I think it's basically like a recursive processing of hypermedia in a way that if you have like a more complex graph of resources and operations on them, then you kind of cannot anymore make direct connection. This action applies to this, that's an affordance on this resource. And I think with this, it can be more clear by saying this resource has those affordances. Some of them are making requests to the same resource, some of them to other resources, but logically, they all perform some action on this resource. And I don't think the same clarity when we have the indirection of a link.
So you state this usage of schema potential action could be some kind of a generalized member template.
Like Hydra affordance maybe. Or like if action operation are two clones, we could say it's a Hydra affordance property. And it would reference actions which can have targets on the different resources, but logically are still affordances of this resource, but not perform requests to that resource.
Okay, but this feels a bit opposite to what Marcus had in mind creating Hydra, I think.
For resources themselves, that's true. For IRI templates, I'm not sure actually what I had in mind. I see Pavlik's point. Like, he has a point there that if I have a collection and I want to do anything with that collection, I should have an easy way to get all the operations I can do with that collection without having to look at all properties and all resources associated to those properties. So see how that is easier.
Could have all the operations under schema potential action predicate.
Yeah, for instance.
But in our current approach with member template, I think you still can achieve something similar. You just would put the operations in this IRI template that is nested under member template.
The question I ask myself is what scales better? And by scale, I mean if someone else creates an API and, you know, needs something which isn't part of Hydra, like how many things does he need to invent on his own?
Mm-hmm.
I think with Pavlik's design, you pretty much just need to define an action type, like search action, delete action, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with a design similar to Hydra member template, you need both a action plus a property like Hydra member template. And the thing where Hydra member template has a disadvantage is that a generic Hydra client wouldn't be able to understand what that relationship between those two resources is anymore.
With member template?
Like with member template, it can because it's part of Hydra, but let's assume Hydra member template wouldn't be in Hydra, but in some, you know, in some random vocabulary.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Then you would go and say, you know, I have a collection, I want to add something, but you have, you know, you have a member template, but you don't understand it, and you have an operation on that member template, but you don't actually know it's still related to the collection.
Yeah, this is like the sole purpose of this member template, as I kind of remember, because in the previous examples, we had some custom predicate named API do something.
Exactly.
And indeed, the connection with the collection was not as obvious as with member template introduced.
Yeah. So I do see an advantage there.
Yeah, but other thing is that with this approach, introducing this pull request, this schema potential actions every template actually may lead to a completely different resource than the collection. It's a coincidence that the template points to collection members with this slug variable, but it doesn't have to be this way. It can be completely different template.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
And the question is whether it will do more good than harm. And what would be the semantic of a template that points to completely different resource? What does it mean? I can perform this operation from this collection to other resource? I don't get it.
What do you mean by template pointing? Do you talk about the template, actual the string template instead of template, or like
the template itself, the string. In your example, it points to HTTP example.com API events slug, which is an expandable variable.
It could point anywhere. Yeah,
exactly.
I see no problem with that, because like if you treat URIs as opaque, you know, in a template,
What does it mean that you've hooked this potential action to the collection? How it is related with the collection?
Yeah, it has schema add action. The type of a potential action is schema add action. So
it may not touch this sole collection. It may touch some other collection, depending on what is inside the template.
No,
well, it depends how you define collection. Like the members of the collection don't have to share the base URI with the collection itself. You could have a collection that has different base URI, maybe even a different domain if you want, than the members. Like I don't see exactly case for that, but I don't see that the URI, you know, needs to have the same prefix. Again, if we consider them opaque and just use the hypermedia to navigate, you know, for me, that it doesn't have to have the same prefix. And actually, I think if I recall this Vimeo kind of use case, I think there was a little, we still didn't work with the like and so on. But I think there was a case that you would have affordance on the video, but the collection would be a user likes collection. So if you have the same affordance kind of from the user that you can like a video or something like that, it would be like the shared prefix with the user. But if it's from the video, it would affect completely different collection. But it's still different because we have this like a link or create relate like relation with a with another resource. But I think we could also actually, I could take an action for this week to explore how this will work with this kind of, you know, link, unlink, or like kind of interactions, and would like this kind of member template thing work clearer there, or maybe some kind of, you know, potential action would make it clear. That would be, I think, the third use case that would help us, you know, evaluating the differences between those approaches.
Okay, indeed, it sounds interesting. It will be quite a change in the spec.
Yeah, that's true.
How this kind of change would affect already existing implementations? I don't know that Rubens linked. How was
it? Link data fragments. They rely on
Hydra
search.
So the question is whether we shall modify the spec or introduce some new elements to the spec. I don't know.
I think we definitely should. I can ping Ruben to ask him about that. Maybe point him to this pull request. And you know, I think if he says that it's okay for him, we don't need to worry, you know, behind that. Because,
I mean,
okay from Ruben. Yeah, go ahead.
Just because we introduce a new way doesn't mean we need to deprecate or, you know, say the old one is completely bogus. We can also just say for new implementations, don't use Hydra search, but use potential action or whatever. Like, I don't think there are that many implementations out there that they couldn't be changed anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't worry too much about that.
I think I don't remember all these kind of statuses, but we can mark it as archaic or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How this change would affect, I don't know, let's say the API documentation part of Hydra? Actually, it might help a bit. Because API documentation is somehow uses this approach by design, or should use this approach by design, because it defines operations that actually works on some kind of resources, not the API documentation itself.
I don't know. Like, I think we should flesh it out a bit more to see how it actually turns out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think currently it's like it still mixes action and operation too much for my taste. Maybe if we separate that a bit more, it becomes actually easier to discuss it and also easier to see how it would break existing things.
Mm-hmm.
Because like one thing or one way I could see that the rest of the stuff pretty much stays the same would be that we still have Hydra operation, which is then the operation, and then we would just say on the operation that, you know, it performs this or that action. So the operation performs it and that this or that action, and then you can also the only other thing you would need then is a way to link from a resource to a action instead of linking to the operation directly in case, you know, the operation's target differs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be a quite small change, but I could imagine that it's like makes the design much, much clearer and draws clearer boundaries of, you know, what's an HTTP description versus what's actually the semantic description of the action operation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the action would have something else than type? The actions we have so far, like add, search, and so on, it's mostly, if we move the, for example, the method to the sort of handler operation, and what it expects would be,
I barely heard the last part of your sentence, Public.
No, I just look at a snippet and I think like which part would go in the action, which in the operations that handles it. Like expects and methods, like method definitely the operation, the handler kind of thing, but what it expects, I'm not sure where this would go.
The expect?
Mm-hmm.
I think the expect would still go to the operation. Like it doesn't really describe what happens. It just kind of describes what's like needed to perform it. But like, okay. I guess I could easily be convinced otherwise.
Yeah, I mean. If in the case reason, if, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I think the main reason for my answer is to keep the change smaller, which should obviously still make sense, but I think in this case it would be fine.
Okay. I can try to write also some snippets like how this would look, but if you have a clear idea, like how would you differently organize it with having distinct like action and operation that handles it. Maybe you could also like say, write some snippets just to dump the kind of idea you have in your head.
Yeah, I can leave it direct in the pull request. We can discuss it there.
We could also put it to the test with the current implementation of Heracles. I could give it a try once this my pull request is merged. I could just create a temporary branch and make some experiments.
Yeah, we can also do that.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, I'll probably focus, like I said, this week on looking again at this link unlink with the like example and see if this helps us with the kind of issue, how to create those relations like or favorite or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that would be probably something that action would define. The action would define like a relate action. And then it will define a property or something like that. Like, and this property will be get created by the resource and the another resource. So that's thinking out loud that maybe that's something that the action part will have a little more than just the type of it and the handler.
I think the act, like schema.org action, for instance, based in a link for convenience. Already has quite some interest. It's quite powerful, let's put it that way. Like you can, it's a bit abstract, but you can say, you know, what the action affects, like the object, you can say what's a participant, what's the result, mm-hmm. what's the agent. So I think there's we can learn quite a bit from looking at that.
With the linking unlinking part, what I don't like about schema actions like action, that I would prefer something more general like relate action, and then because the result of the action is that some property gets added in the data set, and there's no way in schema.org that one knows that the like action will create some kind of like property, and I would like to reuse those properties to define what would be the relationship to this kind of, let's say, relate action. Again, I will post something by the end of the week to discuss further on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I see you posted on this kind of Hydra performs action. So this would link from operation. What's the direction of that? From operation to the action, or from action?
I think we'll need it both ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I think we need it both ways. Is there anything else we should discuss about this pull request?
Just thinking whether maybe we should just create a separate use case rather than changing the existing 5.1. If we consider having both operations and actions in both directions. We've lost public.
Oh, okay. So why would you introduce a new one instead of changing it? Like, what would be the new use case?
The use case would be the same, but the approach used to achieve the use case would be different. Because currently we are using a direction where a collection somehow defines a target of the operation, and in the case of public, it's the opposite.
Right. I think, so if we would do that, would you like to keep both ways valid in the future, or would you like to decide on one?
Don't know. I see some places where the model introduced by public somehow fits to the data model that I'm using in Heracles, at least partially.
Mm-hmm.
I also see potential in this approach in the API documentation part of Hydra, because it's more natural to provide operations pointing a target, because we are not operating on the API documentation itself. But still, having an operation using its, let's say, owner as a target feels somehow natural from REST point of view, because you are creating a tree of calls.
Mm-hmm. But
I do not see any harm in having both. But the question is how much it will make things complicated.
Yeah.
Because it will be much easier to maintain the code base and the spec having only a single approach. I have no hesitations to drop any of the existing implementation parts.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have a strong opinion either yet. Like, I think we just need to try it out and see how it looks.
Yeah, which one looks better, works better, no. Scales better. Makes stuff easier.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's just code some examples.
Yeah, that's probably the best, yeah. Do we have public back now?
Yeah, I lost internet connection, sorry.
No problem. You didn't miss much. We were just, Carol proposed to introduce an additional use case instead of overriding this one.
Okay.
I asked him whether he eventually would like to keep both approaches or just, you know, one. And he said he sees benefit in both of them, but both of us don't know yet whether, you know, we would like to keep one approach, two approaches.
I agree.
Go ahead.
I agree. We definitely need to explore and compare them side by side and see the pros and cons. So this pull request, as I mark, it's not ready for merge. Definitely, it's like to open the conversation and start some kind of process. So I can definitely change it to introduce alternative kind of approach to the use case. So I don't know if in the same file, just next section or different file, but yeah, I think we need to take some time to compare them and we cannot decide now, of course.
Yeah.
I think we would see more benefits from any of those approaches having more complicated examples. I don't know, with multiple potential actions or multiple search filters. I don't know, just thinking how we can bend the examples just to uncover either benefits or obstacles.
More complex in terms of more
possibilities.
More convoluted semantics of the operation?
Or what? No, so for instance, a collection introducing multiple, let's say, search actions, I don't know, with various predicates.
I see.
Let's put it to the test and how it will behave in the code.
Yeah, that would be a useful
or multiple exercise. Operations. I put high expectations on those link, unlink, and related examples, because these are quite not really simple operations. These are the tricky ones.
That's true, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess the most efficient way to move forward is just to discuss this further in the pull request directly.
Mm-hmm.
So I will paste an example of what I had in mind after the telecon. And maybe, Carol, if you can give it, you know, a review and leave some comments if you have any.
I will try to do so. I don't think it will be today, but I'll try to do it as soon as possible. I'm back from my holidays, so I'm ready.
Cool. Great to hear that. Cool. Is there anything else we should discuss today? If not, thank you very much, guys, and once more, Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Thanks for subscribing, Marcus.
Take care, guys. Cheers.
Bye.